If God is sovereign over all world events, should Christians bother voting or seeking public office to bring about social change? Well, this brings up the question again of sort of a fatalistic approach. Well, you know, God's going to do what he's going to do. History's going to be what it's going to be. It's already been written. God knows the beginning from the end. So why should I get involved in trying to change anything? You know, that is a ludicrous concept. That's just nothing but fatalism. Look, God has not only determined the end of all things, he has not only written history the way he wants it to come to its conclusion. I mean, he's already determined the outcome. But it is by our involvement that God achieves this. For example, we know that the Lord has chosen whom he will save from before the foundation of the world. But we are the means by which he does the saving. How shall they hear without a preacher? How can they go and preach unless they're sent? And so, while God has chosen who will be saved, God has also chosen us to be the means of taking the gospel to them. And, you know, in the sense of sanctification, God has determined that those who are his are going to be secure and they're going to finally be taken to heaven. Nothing's ever going to change that. Nothing's going to separate them from the love of Christ. And yet we're commanded to abide in Christ, to be obedient. It's our obedience then that becomes the means by which the Holy Spirit maintains that hold on us that secures us forever. There are things going on in the world that need Christian influence, that need Christian witness, Christian testimony. We need to stand up for what is right and what is righteous. And God will use us as a means to achieving his purposes. The purposes God knows, and he's determined the end, but we're the instruments to that end.